This chazar is zeichin nishmas habachar yicheskel shagam yudim maseches b'menachas daf pei gimel. Fakmar has Rav Akiva learned that a carbon pesach has to be brought to mechulin. Fakmar he learned it from a hekesh on a pasuk that he learns differently than Shmuel the name of Eliezer, as will be shown soon below. Shmuel the name of Eliezer says the pasuk of Zoyis ha'toyra lo oylala minchal lachatas la shom lami luvim lulazevach hashlomim teaches that all kabbonis are compared to each other for certain aspects. The comparison to oyla teaches all kabbonis must be shechted using a metal knife, a kli shoris like an oyla. We learned this for oyla from Avom when he shechted the ram by the akedah. The comparison to mincha teaches just like mincha may only be eaten by male kehanim, so too there are other kabbonis that may only be eaten by male kehanim. Although the fact that a chatas and an osha may also be eaten by male kehanim is written explicitly in a pasuk, and a shlom of a tzibur is learned from a drosh in another pasuk, it's actually a machlekes hanoyim whether we learn this from the hekesh or from the other psukim. The comparison to chatas teaches just like chatas meat that touches other meat makes the other meat like it when there is absorbed flavor. The same is for the meat of the other kabbonis that touch other meat. The comparison to osham teaches just as the fetus and amniotic sac of an osham have no kedusha, the same is for other kabbonis. The comparison to beluim teaches just as from a loom the leftovers are burned and the living animals are not considered to be leftover of a maluim, the same is for other kabbonis. The comparison to shlomim teaches just like a shlomim can become pigle themselves and make the other things brought along with them into pigle, the same is true for other kabbonis as well. Rabbi Akiva says that different things are learned from each of the kabbonis. From a mincha we learn just like something that absorbs from a mincha becomes kadosh, like the mincha from that absorption, the same is true for all kabbonis. Even though we said earlier that this is learned from a chatas as well, the Gemara explains that we need to learn this from mincha and from chatas. If we would only learn it from mincha, we would say that that's the case for a mincha because it soft and absorbs more strongly. If we only have the case of chatas, we would say that the fats of a chatas make it be absorbed more deeply. Maybe that's why both are needed. Rabbi Kiva continues, from a chatas we learn just like a chatas may only be brought from chulin and may only be brought during the day, and its avodah has to be done with the kohen's right hand. So to all obligatory kabbonis must be brought from chulin during the day and with the kohen's right hand. How do we know that a chatas has to be brought from chulin? So Rav Chisda said, the pasuk says, v'hikiv aron es para chatas asher loy, which teaches that it has to come from his personal money, may not be brought from meiser. In fact, the halacha that karbonos may be offered during the day is learned from the pasuk of b'yoyim tzavoysoy, not from the hekesh. And tomorrow, it's in fact not learned from the hekesh, but the Brisa mentions along with other things learned from the hekesh, since theoretically it could have been learned from the hekesh. In fact, the halacha that karbonos can be offered, that have to be offered by the Kayan's right hand is learned from Rabba Bar Rachanan, the name of Rish Lakish, who says that whenever the pasuk says Etzba or Kahuna refers to the right hand, it's in fact, again, not learned from the Hekesh. But the Brisa mentions, along with the other things learned from the Hekesh, and theoretically it could have been learned from the Hekesh. We can also say that the Brisa holds like Rav Shimon, who says that from Kahuna alone this cannot be learned, and therefore we would not know this for the other Kabbanis. Rabbi Kiva then says, from an Oshram we learn that just like the bones of an Oshram are mutter, so too the bones of other Kabbanis. Oh, all our kabbonis are mutter as well. What does Rabbi Kiva dash with the pasuk of Zavachta Pesach? And remember, he uses it for the drasha of Nachman, the name of Rabbi Ravul, which says that this pasuk teaches that an animal designated as a Pesach, which was not ultimately brought as a Pesach, gets the status of a shlomim. Fakhma the halacha that a Pesach is not needed, which is not needed as a Pesach, is brought as a shlomim, is learned from the drasha of the father of Shmuel, who said the pasuk says v'im min hatzoyin karbonoi lezevach hashlomim, which teaches that something that's brought from tzoyin a Pesach is to be brought as a shlomim. In fact, this halacha is also taught in the Brisa, which says the words of im kesev and im eiz teach something else, and therefore are not extra. The word kesev teaches that if a sheep is brought, its tail is off on the mizbech. Im kesef teaches that a Pesach that has passed its first year or any shlomim that's brought because of a Pesach needs smicha, nesachim, and tenufa, like any other shlomim. Im eiz teaches that if a goat is brought, its tail is not off on the mizbech. Why do we need three psukim to teach the same thing? Everything where one is needed to teach a case where the time for shechting the Pesach has passed and the animal's first year has also passed, in which case it's no longer fit to be used as a Pesach. Second pasuk is needed to teach a case where the time for shechting has passed, but its first year has not yet passed, even though it's still fit to be offered on Pesach Sheni. Third pasuk is needed for a case where the time for shechting has not passed and its first year has not passed, but it was shechted as a shlom, even though it's still fit to be used as a regular carbon Pesach. In all these cases, the carbon is treated like a shlom. Hadnalach perek hatoyda hoysa ba'a. Perek kol karbonis hatzibur, perek tashi'i, zok deheleg mishnah v'siyata deshmaya. The grains for all karbonis of the tzibur and of individuals may come from Eretz Yisrael or chutz aretz, and may come from the new crop or the old crop, except for the oymen ashtei alechem, which may only come from the new crop and from Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah continues, all of them must come from the best flour. Where does the best flour come from? Machnis and zitcho of the best soilless flour. Second to them is Aphorayim in the valley. All lands are valid to have the flour come for them, but they would bring it from these places because of their high quality. Zakti Gemara, our mission does not follow the town of Abraith, which says that if the Omer or the Shtei Alechem is brought from the old crop, it's kosher, but it lacks the mitzvah of bringing it from the new crop. The Gemara continues, the Omer is kosher if brought from the old crop based on the pasuk of Takrav Eis Minchas Bikurecha, where the word Takrav teaches that it should be brought even if it's from the old crop. The Shtei Alechem is kosher if brought from the old crop based on the pasuk of Mimo Yishvoy Seichem Taviu, where Mimo Yishvoy Seichem teaches that it must be brought from Eretz Yisrael. Taviu teaches that it could even be brought from the old crop. In fact, the word Taviu was used earlier for a different drasha. If the pasuk could have said Tavi, instead it says Taviu, which lasts for both drashas. In fact, the pasuk regarding each of these says Rashis, which suggests that it must come from the new crop. Mar says that's for the mitzvah, but b'di'evit will be kosher even for the old crop. In fact, the pasuk regarding Shtei Alechem says chadosha, which suggests it must come from the new crop. And for tomorrow, that's for the drasha of Nasan Rabbi Akiva and Abraisa, where they say that it teaches that it should be the first mincha brought from the new crop. However, it's still kosher if brought from the old crop. The Gemara says that Tanam only disagree whether these must be brought from the new crop. However, everyone would agree that they have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. This is not followed by Rabbi Yehuda of Abraisa, who says that the oimer may be brought from grain, even of Chutz La'aretz.